This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That's Victoria Kiewen. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting another hour of the DJV Experience, slicing up information so that yet again you'll kind of know what the facts are and what our opinions are, what our experiences are. Victoria starts out the hour with some trending items.
Well, the city of Dallas is trending right now on Twitter. Apparently, what happened, the case is still being investigated, but there was a shooting at a Home Depot, and an off-duty officer who was acting as a loss prevention officer at the store called for police backup when a man showed up with a gun and there was an altercation that happened, and then two officers responded to the call, and they both were shot and are listed as in critical condition. The man fled. There was a huge car chase last night, which we always think of as an LA thing, but apparently it happens in Dallas. There was a long car chase, and then they finally arrested him. So the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, sent thoughts and prayers to the officers last night on social media, and yesterday, late evening, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings also tweeted about the shooting, saying, "We're closely monitoring the situation in Northeast Dallas and praying for our officers and their families." So, another shooting. Yeah. Every time you wake up and you see a city trending, well, it's not usually a good thing.
I was just thinking that. I'm looking at the things that are trending in various, depending on what you look at. You look at Yahoo. You can look at some of the news sites to see what are the trending items. Mexican gangsters dissolve three bodies in an acid. And the boy, this list is, so you look at this stuff and you hear us talking about it. And you wonder, okay, why? Toronto driver charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder after that van event the other day.
Yeah.
A deadly shooting at an L.A. house fire. Jennifer, what's that story?
That was the weirdest story, actually. There was a news alert about an active shooter situation, and what happened is that the LA Fire Department was called to a house in Harbor Gateway, which is a small town outside of kind of the Long Beach, Carson, Torrance area.
San Pedro, isn't it? Next to San Pedro.
Uh-huh. That's right. And so when the fire department showed up, all of a sudden someone started shooting at them as they were trying to put out the fire. Well, it turns out this guy who was inside the home had shot his mother, killed her. She was dead. The house was on fire. He had tried to shoot himself. He missed, so he started shooting at the fire department. He was taken into custody, but his mother's dead, and the fire department then was able to put out the flames from the fire. I don't know if he said it or... there's still a lot of information that needs to come out, but crazy story there.
Wow. So this is the kind of stuff. All right. So, Victoria.
I've got a good, happy story. You want a happy trending story?
I want a good trending story.
Okay.
Please.
So this is a great trending story that everybody can get behind. So First Lady Melania Trump is trending, and she apparently knocked it out of the park for the first state dinner of the Trump administration, and she is getting praise across the board. President Trump gave her a lovely toast and thanked her and called her an incredible America's first lady, and the White House looked gorgeous. So this is one of those wonderful moments that everybody can get behind, and she wore Chanel in honor of the French president visiting.
Sure.
And of course, when a designer gifts a dress to the first lady, because they're not allowed to accept gifts normally, but in this case, for a state dinner, the House of Chanel gifted her with a beautiful dress, and that dress now goes, after she wore it at the dinner, it now goes into the National Archives. So when the first lady's display is at the Smithsonian, you'll be able to see the dress that she wore last night, which really was just beautiful. And leading up to it, She actually had studied about the protocol and the history of special White House occasions. The tradition of the state dinner dates back to the Grant administration in 1874, and this was the 14th time that the White House hosted France for a state dinner. And so all of the details were really thoughtful. The room just looked absolutely beautiful. And she, on Twitter yesterday afternoon, gave the public a preview of the things that they were looking at and the menu, and she gave a quick tour. And it just was a really wonderful occasion. So hopefully the business was good too, but all of the aesthetics looked gorgeous. Everything was done in tones of cream and gold. It was really pretty.
Very nicely done. All right, so did they normally, when a person comes in a state visit, a head of another country, there is a news conference, press conference, some sort of get together where the visiting president and our president have a press conference. Isn't that on the bill of fare, or was that the
yeah, they did it yesterday.
Two of them
definitely
together on this. Yeah, that's what. So what came out of that other than the usual questions about Trump that have nothing to do with Macron being there?
Well, they did ask a lot of those, which is just par for the course these days.
Yeah,
but
right.
They talked about the main subjects were about the Iran nuclear deal and about Syria. And the European Union, as represented by Emmanuel Macron, was pressuring Donald Trump to stay in Syria, not to pull out his troops. Over the weekend, gosh, maybe it was 2 weekends ago now, Emmanuel Macron had said, oh, yeah, I talked to President Trump. He's willing to stay in Syria. So we haven't gotten a formal word as to if they've agreed on that or not yet. We do know that the Iran deal, Emmanuel Macron agrees, is a terrible deal. It's not
so
a good
deal. So a new deal is coming? Is that the idea?
He wants to do a new deal instead of just ripping it up and moving along. He wants to try to broker something where it would be something new, so something would still be in place.
But he's going to have Macron as an ally to get that done. So do the French sit at the table with the Americans and the Iranians?
Maybe so. Yeah, we don't know yet, but that was one of the topics. Tariffs, of course, a trade topic, and North Korea. So they had a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
I'm looking at it's Plan B for Iran.
Right.
Right. I see that Trump referred to Kim Jong-un as the honorable Kim Jong-un.
He said he was acting honorably, and that's because and that's the difference with reporting. He was acting honorably because he has stopped his testing and those things leading up to this meeting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking at the highlights, this usual stuff about immigration. A lot of stuff apparently came through. Did anybody ask a question about Stormy Daniels? Where'd Stormy Bush come from?
Wow.
No, they asked about, I think the one that got the most attention was Jonathan Carl from ABC asked if he would pardon Michael Cohen, his personal attorney. And Trump said, you know, that's stupid, inappropriate place to ask that question, moving on, basically.
Oh, so why didn't he say that? Why don't they all say that about questions that don't have to do with whoever is there? Why does the news media feel like the tigers and attack when somebody, it's almost like they're trying to embarrass, oh, we want to get to the bottom of the news. Well,
they were asking Emmanuel Macron if they thought Trump would be impeached.
Really?
Yeah. And he said no.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, here's something that I find very interesting. I know, Jennifer, how much of a wrestling fan you are. There's a lady on the air in Chicago named Showbiz Shelley. Her name is Shelley Cohen. And so she's been the people that own the radio station. They've decided they were going to change the way they approached the program. So now they're doing a program called the SmackDown. And it's Showbiz Shelley SmackDown. Well, apparently there's somebody associated with the WWE that is a Shelley somebody or other, and they call her Showbiz Shelley, and she has a SmackDown. So the WWE sued the radio company so that they wouldn't use Showbiz Shelley SmackDown. And apparently she owns the name Showbiz Shelley, but you can't use Showbiz Shelley SmackDown. When I see, and the only reason I tell you the story is because it seems pretty silly sometimes what companies will go to court for in this circumstance to protect the name Showbiz Shelley SmackDown. Am I the only one who thinks that's silly? Or is it just... Are there lots of things that go to court that are silly? Does it seem that there are a lot of people or a lot of things that occupy... I was talking to somebody who's a lawyer with the judge as a wife yesterday, and we were talking about how much time gets spent with superficial, silly stuff. And that's the reason that there's so much pressure now on mediation and getting people to the table, because there's so much time being wasted on stuff like that. Does that make sense? Anybody ever been to court and then been sent to a mediator? Any kind of case at all?
Once, but it was an employment thing.
Yeah.
I was really young. Representing my dad's company, which I think is pretty funny. I was probably like 18.
That's now you and your dad's company.
That's true. And the judge said, well, you could go to mediation first. So then we went through mediation. And I don't know why. I was there by myself. My dad was not with me. But it was fine. I actually preferred mediation. And in that time, we were able to sit at the table. And the lady, the employee that was going after us, was trying to bring her boyfriend into the meeting. And they weren't having that at all. They take it very seriously. You don't need to have extra support. You just need to have the people involved. And you sit down at the table and go.
Yeah. I'm making a deal now with somebody. We were trying to figure out how, with the two of us, when we're trying to make a deal, this is sort of an ongoing thing. If somebody comes to me and says, all right, we will offer you this for that, and I say no because I'm the only one who has it, and then they don't up their price or have some sort of meeting of the minds, and then part of the deal is to have a mediator come in and get us together, because we have to be able to make a deal. And we have to agree, or I have to agree, that I'm going to go to mediation. And I guess the question is whether it's binding or not. And the answer for me, anyway, would be yeah.
It's
of course
yes.
You want it to
yes.
be binding. Get it done. So
it's actually a much better way to get things done, I think.
Yeah, and it's how divorces should be handled, people who break. I think sometimes there are divorces that are handled by mediators, but people get so angry. I got a guy that works for me, and his wife is just angry and nasty. And she hired a really nasty lawyer. Now, that may sound sexist because I'm sticking up for him, but it really is. Even the woman who represents him that I found for him on the other side says this woman is unbelievably, she pushes the boundaries of what's legal all the time, making everybody's life miserable just to get the billable hours up. And that's another thing you got to look out for when it comes to lawyers. So, okay, here's our lesson on lawyering and legality. 18 past the hour. Here's a lesson for all of you to learn well, quickly, and easily. As you start your day or through your day, maybe when you go to bed at night, you think about your health, your well-being. Are you eating well? Are you resting? We've all been talking off the air about how well we rested last night. Some of the things that you need to put into your body to keep your body in shape and sort of in tune include fish oil and now krill oil. Fish oil, omega-3, is really important for all of the right reasons. Your heart, your circulatory system, getting blood to your muscles and to your brain. That's very important, and omega-3s do the job. Now along comes something called krill oil, K-R-I-L-L, krill oil. That's really a great enhancement for the bursa around your joints to keep them lubricated, working well, not getting old and stiff and tired. So there's a combination that Purity Products has put together called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 is there for energy to charge you up. So you take them together and you have a wonderful body, feels well, you feel well. So Purity is so sure that you are going to like Krill Omega 50 Plus that it will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. That's simple. Straightforward. 800-355-1493. Call them and order your free bottle. 800-355-1493. Pay $3 or $4 for shipping, and that's it. You've gotten your free bottle. You've seen it. You've felt it. You hold on to the energy and the feeling that you get when you take it. You get on the system and you stay on it. 800-355-1493. It's so good for you. So do something that's good for you. 800-355-1493.
I'm a one-trick pony. Literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la. Aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Beep. It's 23 after the hour. Time for us on the DJV show with Jennifer and the focus of what's on TV tonight. But she takes a shot at me every once in a while because she thinks I take too long talking about some of the shows that I've watched on television. And I just see that as a reference point. But maybe there's no point to it because the shows are already over. Maybe I don't have to tell you about the two shows I watched last night on Showtime. Being Billions, which is really a fabulous show, and Homeland. I've become really interested in that show. I haven't really watched. Been on for what, 3-4 seasons? How long has Homeland been on?
I feel like Homeland's been on a while.
Yeah,
longer than that.
It's like a movie every time you watch it. It's really very good, very engaging. All right. So anyway, that's what I watched last night. Anybody else have anything to add before Jennifer tells us about tonight?
Nothing
no,
new.
See? What a bunch of boring people.
I know. We're so boring.
All right, Jennifer, what's up tonight?
All right, well, it's the big wedding on Suits. If you would like the preview of the royal wedding with Meghan Markle, you can check it out. The season finale of Suits. It's her
last
episode.
Practice run for her, yeah.
Exactly. And she looks beautiful. By all accounts, this looks like a lovely wedding. So you can check it out. Suits, the season finale at 9 o'clock on USA. Empire is new tonight on Fox. You get to meet Cookie's mother, so that's pretty exciting. The season premiere of Archer Danger Island, that's on FXX. Cold Black is the season premiere on CBS. This is Rob Lowe's project.
Right.
So,
yeah,
he's back on TV. You can check that out.
It's a hospital show. Right, another hospital show. Mm.
That's right. And then the season premiere of Brockmire, which is critically acclaimed on IFC. That's the one that stars Hank Azaria. That's tonight at 10 o'clock. All right, also new tonight, ABC is all in reruns, so just ignore that because, you know, you've seen it already. Mm-hmm. CBS has a new Survivor, a new SEAL team, followed by that season premiere of Code Black. The CW all in reruns tonight. Fox is new again with that first episode. Episode of Empire at 8, followed by a new episode of Star. The only thing new on NBC tonight is The Blacklist, and that is at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, it's a good show. Okay, so under the circumstances, Let's move to music, shall we? 26 past the hour. Barry Manifold is in...
You should probably say that you do know his name, isn't that, for
Barry
new
Manifold?
Listeners? Yeah.
Oh, you don't think people know I'm talking about Barry Manilow? Barry Pincus?
You never know.
His real name, right? All right. So he's been trying to get a hologram with Judy Garland singing with him. He thought that would be a showstopper, but one man really just wants it to stop. According to a suit filed against Manilow, Daryl Payne claims that Manilow used a recording of Judy singing her song "Zing" with the strings of my heart on a video promoting his album My Dream Duets, but didn't get the licensing rights for it. God, that was small potatoes. So you call him up and say, "Hey, send me a couple of $100,000." Payne says he's the rightful owner of the Garland clip used in the video, and Manilow never got his okay. I'm betting that Manilow never was involved in it for 2 seconds, that whoever the producers are took it, but he gets sued because when you sue somebody, this is back to the legal conversation we were having a few minutes ago, let's sue everybody. On top of that, Barry's been accused of using the clip at his live shows on 68 occasions at venues without permission. So Payne wants Manilow to pull the plug on his Judy duet and fork over profits he's raked in from it. So how are you going to find out if he's doing it? What? How many songs in the normal course of a concert? 30? 25?
Depends on how long
30?
The show is. But right. Yeah. It's easy to know how many times he did that song or did the duet. Yeah. Because set lists are out all the time.
I get that, yeah. But then how do you figure out what it's worth?
I don't know.
I mean, this sounds like a scurrilous... I'm a fan of Barry Manilow, and always have been, so I'm not going to be on the side of this guy Payne.
But if this is someone's rightful property, then...
Yeah, so you pay it off. Did Barry Manilow or his people just say, you know, screw you?
Probably.
You think so? Why do you say probably? You don't think...
Well, if you think about it, if they didn't bother to get permission or seek out who the proper owner is, then, yeah, they just went ahead with it, and they probably figured if somebody sues us, we'll just pay them off.
I don't know. I'll give him more credit. I'll give him more credit. Give him some room. If it's gotten this far, do you suppose they went to the table before and tried to mediate it? He called up and said, hey, this belongs to me. I'd like you to pay me something for it. You know, that sort of stuff. But meanwhile, this is great. Listen to this. Barry and Judy did it. So we're getting sued now. So, 29 after the hour, DJV time.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my 4 C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, guys, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it's time for more of the DJV Show. I'm here to tell you these people know what's going on. They are at the heart, the epicenter of thinking. They are thoughtful. Their perspectives are excellent. Too much garb. Okay, here's Jennifer, Victoria Cara. I'm Doug Steffen with a special deal on information. How about William and Kate? I want to know more about this baby, what's going on with the baby, how it's working. What's the story? William and Kate, I saw a lot of stuff about this. Like, was it when yesterday were you all talking about how 5 minutes after she had the baby, she was out of the hospital and all primped up? Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
I think that was,
she was in heels 7 hours heels. After. Yeah. That's just sort of, I don't know, that's just sort of some sexist abuse.
Well, this definitely has sparked a lot of conversation online. This is the shortest hospital stay she's had with all three kids. Yeah. The first one, she apparently stayed overnight and then left the next day. But this was 7 hours later. And I don't even understand how you're up and walking in full hair and makeup and heels. It just looks exhausting.
Is that part of the job of being a princess. Is she? She's not a princess. What is she? What's her title?
Duchess.
Duchess.
So is that how it works?
Well, apparently, I was reading some of this yesterday because I just was kind of totally mystified by the whole process.
I know you were. Yeah, that's why I haven't
been
into it.
So apparently England has the shortest hospital stay for new moms of, like, any other country. It's an average of a day and a half. Mm-hmm. And we think that it's short over here. Over here, it's an average of 2 days. But I guess they also wanted to get her out of the hospital so that it wouldn't be a distraction for the other citizens who were there in the hospital giving birth as well.
Makes sense, yeah.
Which makes sense, but still.
You know what, though? Can I be frank? Every person I know everyone I know who's had a baby in the hospital cannot wait to get out. They wake you up like every few hours, and I understand it's important. They want to check on the baby. They want to check on you.
You
got
to feed the baby.
Yeah, but
I don't
know. But
her leaving, though, that's not the issue. The issue for me is that they slap makeup on her and put heels on her, and the poor thing. I feel like they should sneak her out through the bottom floor of the parking garage so she can go home and sweat.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that either. And they have to go out and stand in front of the paparazzi and have tons of pictures taken of them, and that sounds miserable. If I had a baby, I would just want to be in like pajamas and sweatpants for the next like 2 years.
A lot of people said she was wearing a diaper.
Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely positive she was. That's not like a weird thing for new moms. They always have to wear that, like, weird mesh underwear or, like, diapers afterwards because stuff isn't really working the way it's supposed to down there.
I've never been so glad to not be a princess.
So speaking of diapers, who knows what about George H.W. Bush's condition?
Doug Steffen.
What?
Wow. You are terrible. That was low, Doug.
No, it wasn't. He's wearing diapers.
Mean?
He has to be wearing diapers. He's what? Why is that so horrible?
He's very empathetic to his condition.
Yeah.
I'm empathetic. I like the guy. I think he's going to check out soon.
He's got a certain way with words.
Okay.
How would you like somebody going, "Oh, there's Doug Steffen. Look, and he hit his head one too many times. Now he's in diapers.
Don't want that.
I'm not going to hit
my head that.
Because the diapers, unless they give you head diapers, I'm not going to wear head diapers.
Yeah, but what, you can't control.
So shall I rephrase the question, Your Honor?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
What's George, the dad's, condition? He was very serious.
He's improving, I guess. I don't know. There hasn't really been an official update, at least that I've seen. But yesterday, I think there was one of his people said that he had plans to go to the East Coast for the fall, and nobody will mess with his will if that's something that he really wants to do, and that he was responding to treatment. So
yeah. He wants to go back to Kennebunk. That's what he wants. He wants back to their place in Kennebunk, Maine. It's
maybe
a fabulous place, by the way. Right? Oh, my God, what a great place it is. All right, well, George, apologies to you if you're offended because I said you were wearing a diaper. Next up, other people in the news. Which Kardashian is going to Congress is a question that followers of the Kardashians are asking. And which one of you ladies would like to do the honors as to the identity of the Kardashian that's enacting real change or trying to in Washington?
Oh, please, Victoria, after you.
Who likes the Kardashians best here?
Oh, well, I probably have seen it the most, I would guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's Kourtney Kardashian. She's the oldest Kardashian, also sometimes considered to be the smartest Kardashian.
Smartest because she's not in the public eye?
She's less in the public eye than the rest of them.
I think she's the only one who also kind of went to college. I don't know if she graduated, but
she did,
at least went for a while.
So
she
did
graduate,
the money
actually,
up?
Yeah.
Does the family split the money up evenly among all the family members? All the money they make as Kardashians?
Probably what they make on the TV show, yes.
Yeah.
But Kourtney doesn't have like a side business like all the other ones do.
She doesn't.
No. But the reason that she's in Congress is a very important reason for any woman who wears makeup, which is all of us at some point. So the makeup is not regulated at all by the FDA. And so there's no safety control. There's no poison control. There's nothing. And that's why you see so many things, counterfeit makeup. We just talked about that story last week in Los Angeles. All that makeup that was rounded up, and I guess they arrested a bunch of people, and there was animal feces in the makeup, and it made people sick. And Kylie Jenner, she's got a huge makeup brand, and a lot of her stuff gets counterfeited. So
Courtney is there. She spoke with New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone, who sits on one of the committees that, I guess, talks with the FDA a lot. And they're trying to get some regulations going because it's been almost 80 years since any major regulations were implemented for any type of cosmetic industry. And the stuff that they allow in women's cosmetics, if you really look into it, it is disgusting. And it's toxic.
So what do you use in place of that? What do you ladies use as makeup? What brands do you use? Give some recommendations to people who don't want
it. Oh, I still use it. I just hope for the best and don't think
I make a habit of only buy European brands because they are regulated in Europe. So I don't buy anything that's really, as far as makeup goes, I don't buy anything that's made in America.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's in it.
Right. There is much stricter. All of these sorts of things are much more regulated in Europe, whether it's food, things you put in your body or on your body. They're much more focused on that sort of thing. That's why Monsanto and that bunch. We're talking about the same thing, basically. The same kind of thinking, the same attitude. Let's screw everybody. We'll whatever it takes to make some money. Help yourself. So now, as long as we're thinking about the FDA, I think it's important to focus on something that they have started a crackdown on, the e-cigarette usage among young people, vaping it's called.
Oh, my God. I see so many kids vaping every day.
So
annoying.
Yeah, coming out of school.
Coming out of school, literally. Coming out of school, walking. Because I live in New York City, and all the schools, you just walk out of the school, and you're just on the streets of New York, and you see kids everywhere. My whole neighborhood is covered in schools, and it's just kids vaping.
I learned something yesterday. Right. not to distract, but I don't know if you guys know who Ainsley Earhart is? She's one of the hosts of Fox and Friends.
No, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, she wrote a book. She's very, very loud and proud about her Christianity, and she wrote a book all about it. She was asked to write a memoir basically through the eyes of how she kind of found faith. Okay. So I happened to hear an interview with her the other day, and she said, well, you know, I was a kid like everybody else. She said, one thing my parents don't know is that I smoked for a really long time. I had a cigarette pack. Like I would. Do you know that they were allowed to smoke in high school in South Carolina? And this was, she's probably
in
my
school?
Like,
in class.
Yes. I don't know if it was in class,
look
but they were
the
allowed
tobacco
to smoke
was
on
made.
The campus.
Look where cigarettes are made.
Yeah.
Look at the states where the cigarettes are made.
She said they allowed
Virginia,
us to smoke at school.
Carolina.
And
yeah.
I went,
how old is she?
She's my age or a few years younger. I'd say she's probably in her, you know, mid to late
41.
30s.
41. Yeah.
Ainsley is 41. Okay,
yeah.
So she's a little older than me. Yeah, I was surprised, shocked.
That is very surprising.
And this whole, like, vaping thing, I actually have a few friends on Facebook that I went to high school with, and they work in, like, the industry. Like, there are so many vape shops in, like, every single little, like, strip mall. There's a vape shop in every single one of them.
I know. And I always wonder how they can pay the rent.
Yeah.
But I guess they've got a lot of customers.
I guess they must. And I know people who work in it, and they're always talking about, like, mixing different flavors. And I'm like, this is going to be the exact same thing. Like, when tobacco and smoking came out, it was in magazines. It was supposed to be, like, popular. Everyone did it. And yeah, it was sexy, and they didn't realize for years and years and years how terrible it was for you. And now we have this other product that no testing has been done on, that everyone's like, oh, it's better than, you know, smoking cigarettes.
No, it's not.
But
no.
It's not, and we're going to find out in another 20 years how terrible it is for you.
Yeah,
just,
all about addiction.
Make any sense.
Get people hooked on them. You'll see that big tobacco companies buying these companies out pretty soon. And by the way, a lot of the vape stores are in states where marijuana, recreational marijuana, is legal. I know we have that here in Massachusetts. I wonder about in California, Jennifer. Vape stores are applying for licenses to sell marijuana. Yeah, they are. So, a word to the wise. If you're a parent and you let your children smoke, you have control over what they do. You're their parents. I don't know what to do. Kids go.
But with vaping, though, there's no odor, so it's very hard to catch your kid. Yeah.
Unless you want the odor, I swear. We have somebody at our office.
There is some. It always has this weird chemical, like fruity smell.
Maddie Matt Besson's Waffles. Do you know him, Dougie? He uses that vapor. He doesn't.
Smoking.
I don't think he has anymore. He's tried to quit smoking. He's being a good boy, but.
Yeah.
His office always smelled like burnt cotton candy.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens to kids
like
that?
Was in town.
He's a fabulous kid. He works for Jennifer and her dad at CRN Talk in Los Angeles. The fact that he
was
a smoker.
Yesterday was his birthday. You don't have to
happy
give
birthday,
him a
birthday,
Matt. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, And I know he listens. But the thing that bothers me about that is that he's, and I won't even use him. The kids who start at the age we're talking about get this stuff because your body doesn't finish growing. You haven't built your muscular or skeletal structure completely until you're between 18 and 21. That's why, in part, it's called the age of majority, because your body and your mind, really, isn't totally put together until you're at least 18, and with most people, it's 21. Your body keeps growing. That's why they tell young men and women, don't be bodybuilders until you're in your early 20s, because it'll wreck your skeletal structure. Well, this is the same kind of thing. You get that smoke, the nicotine, into your system, and it gets into all the cellular structure of your body, not just your lungs, but everywhere. You want to die an early, horrible death? Help yourself. Use this stuff, and you'll be dead by the time you're 60. That's it. Pretty much the bottom line. So I can't make it much more clear than that, but I think it is interesting. For a change, the FDA is doing something. I'm pretty selective, and you don't hear me much say the FDA has anything good going for it, but it's time that that stuff, it's beyond time for it to have been recognized and taken care of. All right, let's get to some quick sports news. Jennifer, the Gronk says he's going to play for the Patriots, apparently.
Gronk play ball.
Yeah, play ball. Gronk. But he's with
Gronk.
What was
Gronk
he going to do?
Football.
What's his deal with the Kentucky Derby?
Well, okay, so don't forget. So Gronk, just to set the stage, Gronk was unsure as to whether or not he was going to play again another season because he has been so injury prone. He was thinking about maybe trying his hand at acting, but he has announced yesterday that he will play another season for the Patriots. Now, this is also kind of an interesting story with connection to the Kentucky Derby. The name Gronkowski wasn't just going to be aligned with Super Bowl rings this May. It also had a chance to be the name of the next Kentucky Derby champion. But it has been announced that Gronkowski, the horse, not the player, will not compete in the Derby due to a slight infection. Aw, see, he's injury prone just like Gronk. Gronkowski, the horse, has a very real connection to Gronk, the NFL player. Earlier in the month, Rob partnered with Phoenix Thoroughbreds to get a substantial stake in a 3-year-old colt who recently galloped his way to earn a spot in the first leg of the Triple Crown. The horse is a winner, and I love a winner. That's what Gronk said. A horse winner, and I love winner. I don't know why I make him into a Native American, but you know. He said, when I heard about the racehorse being named after me, I started watching, and I got really stoked when he started winning. He's won his last three races, and he's now headed to the Derby. I'm all in. Welcome to the Gronk family, Gronkowski, the horse. He added, I really can't think of anything cooler than having a top-class thoroughbred named after me, except maybe having him win the Derby. Now, Gronk may have been a little disappointed with the horse taking a break, though, with handicappers reporting the Derby this year, it's so competitive, the Gronkowski horse would have been about a 30-1 long shot. No word yet on when he'll come back. Of course, I think we can expect that a young horse like that will bounce right back, but we don't know when the next race will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe the second race, maybe Pimlico of the Triple Crown.
When does the Triple Crown start? Pretty soon, right?
The Kentucky Derby. Yeah, the first weekend in May.
Okay, all right, and then after that it goes.
Then it goes to Pimlico, and then it goes to.
I wonder about whether that's abusive for horses or not. Food for thought. It's 11 before the hour here on the DJV show.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 244-4436. Expires 4/28/18.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Wednesday, the 25th of April is upon us. There's important information here from Amazon, and also a way for you to stop social media from making you feel isolated. There's an interesting spin on that Victoria has. Let's get to the Amazon story first, though, Victoria.
Well, this is one of those stories that just blew up yesterday with this announcement. It's called Amazon Key. And Amazon Key, if you have tried this at home, this is the home delivery service part of Amazon where you pay a little bit extra and you have this device that allows the delivery person to enter your home, stock your fridge with groceries, drop packages off, things like that. And then you can watch them on the camera. You get alerts when they leave and things like that. So that was called Amazon Key. The new, some people loved it and other people just absolutely hated the idea of letting a stranger into their home, understandably. So now Amazon has decided that so many packages are being stolen from the front porches of houses across the country that now they're going to start delivering to the trunk of your car. And this, some people love this idea. This is very polarizing. All day on social media yesterday, I was watching the results of this, the public opinion. People either love this or hate it. So what happens is, now when you schedule your delivery, this is free delivery for Prime members, so you don't pay extra for it. But if you have a General Motor car or a Volvo, then the OnStar or on-call service that's in your car is now going to be linked to Amazon, and they will, when the driver appears at your car with your package, they will pop the trunk for you through OnStar or through on-call. They'll deliver the package, they'll send you a notification, close the trunk, and they're on their way. And so your car, all you have to do basically is let them know the make and the model, the license plate number, and where your car is parked, and that's how they'll start delivering. And they have 7 million GM cars now that are linked up to this. They're starting today in San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta, Nashville, Milwaukee, Salt Lake City, D.C., and some other areas. And so now this is going to be the next big thing. They're testing it in all those markets. If it goes well, if people like it, it will roll out to the entire country.
Wow. Cool.
Is this something you would do? I'm on the fence with it. I'm really undecided.
I don't know. I'd have to have, we'll have more of a conversation about it. But I think it sounds like something we ought to all talk about. Meanwhile, speaking, we go, the biggies, all of them are focused from time to time. Usually once a week we have something about all of the biggies. Google in front of us now launching a new modern design for Gmail users with more features and fonts than ever. That story now.
The Geek Out.
Hey, you Gmail users. Google has confirmed they're launching a new design in the coming months. Now, the web portal for the massively popular mail program's gotten a little bit long in the tooth and is now set not just for a new design, but new fonts and new features. The interface will see more of a modern design element seen in the app versions of Google products, and you font nerds, I think, will be delighted to hear that Arial is being replaced by Product Sans and Roboto. The new features coming are offline support, smart replies, snooze, and even hints there's some new extensions for Chrome. Word is these changes will first arrive in the near future in the form of an early access program for beta testing, but when it will roll out for all users has not yet been announced.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, here we are with a focus now on stopping folks from using social media or allowing social media to make you feel bad or lonely or whatever. I think there's a lot of that around, frankly, Victoria.
It's true. Experts say that we are facing a loneliness epidemic. That's actually what they're calling it. And they say that lacking social connections, listen to this one, this is bad, is as damaging to a person's health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
That's how much it can shorten your life. So a new study found that the more time young adults spend on social media, the more likely they are to feel socially isolated. It seems counterintuitive, but that's the way it goes. So here are some tips that experts have offered up. Number one, limit your alerts. So if you get an alert for every time somebody posts something on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, it's going to take you out of your day and make you focus more on social media. So that makes sense. Limit the alerts. Limit social media platforms. The more the higher the number of platforms you use, then the higher the chance of depression. So if you're only using two platforms, stick with those two.
All right.
And also, stop using social media 30 minutes before bed.
Right. Unless you want to have bad dreams. That's very good advice. All right. Good. Good job.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.